I believe Almighty God is holy because his word declares so. In Isaiah 57:15, we read, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy." I believe God's word is true, friends, and I believe God is true to his word. I believe God is holy and that he hates sin. I believe what he says in Psalm 7:11 about himself, which states, "God judgeth the righteous and God is angry with the wicked every day." I believe God has a holy indignation toward his enemies. I believe a country can offend a holy God by its pride and provoking sins. I believe America used to be a Christian nation, but it is no longer one. I believe America has lost both her fear of God and her reverence toward God. I believe America has turned her back on the God of the Bible and has done all she can as a nation to legalize sin and legislate God out of this country. We as a nation in 1962 kicked God out of our educational system by doing away with prayer in public schools. And since then, our schools have become killing fields where kids are gunned down before they can live their lives. America legalized the murder of the unborn through abortion, and our cities are blood red with violent, senseless murders and mass killings. You can't even go to work today in this country without the fear of not going home to your loved ones by being gunned down by a co-worker or a madman. I believe America has provoked a holy God by legalizing sexual perversion and promoting it and vaunting it in the face of a thrice holy God by calling evil good and good evil. And I believe, friends, this godless nation of America insults God moment by moment as it fills up the cup of her iniquity. The dictionary definition of the word insult is to treat with insolence and contempt, to behave with pride or arrogance. I believe that definition pretty much sums up how godless America insults God. In Genesis we read, "For the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full." I believe this speaks of how a people can collect sin by provoking a holy God to the point that their cup of iniquity is full, and all God can do is then to destroy them. Just as he rained hell out of heaven on wicked Sodom and Gomorrah, I believe we can provoke and insult God by the hour as a nation. Every time some Hollywood celebrity or famous singer promotes the gay and lesbian movement, that's another drop in America's cup of iniquity. Every time a community hosts a pride parade, there goes several more drops into that cup of iniquity. Every time God's name is used in vain, used as a cuss word in this land, the cup of iniquity fills some more. Every time gross evil is committed throughout our cities and communities, you can almost hear the drops as they go into that cup of iniquity. This God-hating, Christ-rejecting, sin-collecting nation fills her cup of iniquity by the hour as she continues to insult a holy God. America is nothing but a house of cards waiting to be blown over by nuclear war or economic disaster. A major earthquake could wipe out an entire city. Our enemies around the world gather like storm clouds against us, and it wouldn't take much, friends, to topple this arrogant, God-insulting nation. Heaven help us all.